really just kind of a rest day for him. You know, just kind of still sore, beat up through the game. And so with what we're doing today, we gave him a break.
How Kenny and Nicky
looked out there? He looked good. I watched him specifically in individual drill, so he's back at it. He was a little bit limited, didn't do everything, but for the first day back, he's getting awful close. It'd be nice for us to get back to full strength there. Yeah, but he's good. He's doing good.
Game plan for a guy like Calvin Johnson?
Well, I mean, you know, you can do things coverage-wise and stuff, but still the thing that's tough is just the jump balls and, you know, the size. I mean, we all know what type of physical specimen he is, so regardless if you're doing things to double him or, you know, to so-called take guys away, you know, they're just so physical. You know, it's a lot like DT, you know, he's just so physical. Even though Kansas City was rolling, trying to roll people over the top and help, he just makes a lot of plays on jump balls and tough stuff like that.
Gary, there's been some numbers out there, analysis about under center offense versus shotgun type offense.
What do they look like?
Well, they look better from the shotgun.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, we got to get better in a lot of things, you know, but no, I would agree with that. And, you know, the biggest thing right now offensively is, you know, to me is protecting the quarterback and finding a way to make big plays in this league, you know. And the thing that enables you to do those two things is running the football. And we're not running the ball well at all.
Regardless, running the football is better than under center, isn't it?
Well, you would hope so, yeah. You know. But I don't know that I can say that right now because it hadn't been good any place. But, no, I mean, it's something we're constantly evaluating as we move forward and continue to move forward. I told you guys we're going to do a little bit of both. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that, but you got to get better at doing it.
Can you do it backward and use the pass to set up the run?
Backwards? Well, we've been doing that. I think we're second in the league throwing the ball as far as numbers of throws. I could be wrong.
Right, but, in terms of trying to establish pass first and go back to run. I know
we've been having to throw the ball a lot to find a way to win and attend the game. You know, that's what we've been having to do. So, it still gets back to, you know, when you're all said and done, are you going to have any physicality about you? Are you going to be able to do that? And we got to continue to push ourselves to get better at that.
Can that physicality come from shotgun formations?
It comes as a team. It doesn't, regardless of whether you're under center or in the gun. I mean, you've got being physical running the football. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious when you look around the National Football League, running the ball out of the gun is a challenge at times. And if that's something you're doing best, you got to find a way to run it that way. So, but being physical is a state of mind. It's an identity. It's a commitment. You know, it's not something you talk about and go do. It's something you work at all the time.
Is it technical things that are on there? I think you've got 19 carries.
And that's just, you know, there's just too many line of scrimmage plays where the line of scrimmage is ugly. You know, nothing going on. We studied the heck out of it through the weekend and. Obviously, you got to do some things to try to make it better, but you got to get your guys space, and then sometimes you got to create their own space too. So, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but it's just about consistency right now and being better at everything that we're doing.
You've talked a lot about being patient with this O-line too. When do you run out of patience? When's that line?
I don't know that I've said I'm patient. I said that we're going to go through growing pains. I've said that. I don't think anybody's patient in this business. Everybody wants to look perfect and win every game, but you understand that it's a tough league, and you gotta keep battling. When it's good, when you win, you gotta make corrections. I mean, we're 2-0, but yet we gotta look at things and say this isn't good enough, you know. And when things aren't good, sometimes you're doing good things that you gotta let players hang on to. So it's a fine balance right there. But you do everything you can week to week to find a way to win. That's the bottom line. So. Fortunately, we've been able to do that, but we've got to get better in a lot of areas.
Gary, do you think if you did run the ball better, people would back off coming after Peyton a little bit?
I would hope so. You know, if you run the ball well, you usually protect your quarterback better. You know, we got 7 sacks right now in 2 weeks, which, you know, we can't ask him to hold up that way throughout the course of the season. So, to me, running the ball creates opportunities to make some big plays, which we have had a few opportunities. You know, we just haven't made them. And it gives you a chance to protect your quarterback better, you know.
Well, do you think people have been more aggressive with him than the team?
They've been very aggressive with us the first 2 weeks, whether it's with him or anything. They have been very aggressive with us, whether it's up front trying to create some confusion for some guys up front, or, you know, why, regardless of why they choose to do it, you know. So, but as coaches, that's something you got to adjust to. As players, you got to adjust to it and find a way to make some plays. If you're going to get played in a 7-man front and 1 back, or an 8-man front and 2 back, you still got to find a way to make plays.
A few more for the coach. You had a chance to speak ahead to Detroit. Surprised they're 0-2 right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, they're an explosive football team on the offensive side of the ball. I think they were the number one defense in football last year, if I'm right. Or they were up there very, very high as a defensive football team. So, and they've been missing, you know, the leader inside. They've been missing him for a couple of Levy for a couple of weeks, you know, here. So that's been a big miss for them. But, you know, this league is just, you don't get too carried away when you're off to a good start. And, you know, if you're not off to a good start, you keep your, you know, keep your frame of mind right and keep going. It's a long, tough season. So their home opener, you know, another tough place to play. So kind of the same challenge we had in Kansas City in a lot of ways.
And Bradley Roby made that big play on Thursday. And depending on whether you think he tipped it other week, second straight week making a play, what have you seen from him?
Yeah, well, Bradley's had good offseason, good training camp, and things tend to translate, you know, or continue to go move in that direction. You look at Akib, the type of camp he had. You look at Bradley, how he's worked. Bradley worked as a starter for most of the offseason because of Chris's, you know, things going on with Chris and camp. So I think he's just reaping the rewards of his work. So he's playing well.
Last question, Nick.
In terms of your defense, you mentioned kind of getting back to full strength on Nick back. Wolf still isn't back. You had Ward sit out the first game. What does it tell you about your guys?
Well, we're really deep on that side of the ball. And, you know, Derek will be back, in 2 weeks. So that's very encouraging. Kenny was playing really, really well in the preseason, so we were counting on him big time. I mean, to have him totally healthy, to have McCray totally healthy, now you start to have problems of who you're suiting up. So that's a nice problem to have. We have not had that problem up to this point. So a good sign today, everybody back on the field looking good. McCray looks great. You know, Kenny back to work today. So heading in the right direction physically. Okay.
The secondary has looked good so far, but how much is it a challenge in facing both Tate and Johnson this week?
Oh, it's a huge challenge. And the quarterback makes a lot of plays, makes a lot of off-schedule plays. And, you know, they're going to get the ball in those guys' hands. So I was there a couple of years ago. I mean, they're very difficult, and they get even more difficult to deal with in their play. So, you know, we got our hands full this week. A little bit a different type of football team offensively than what we saw in Kansas City.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.